All right, it's time to teach you how to tell a story. Here's how this started. I read this story. It's a fable by Mr. Aesop called The Ants and the Grasshopper, and I read this to a room full of children, and they were outraged. Here's the story. There were some ants. They worked hard. There was a grasshopper who only played the fiddle. The weather got cold. The ants said, "You better go home." The grasshopper said, "I never built a house. I played the fiddle." And the ants said, "You're gonna freeze." And he did. What a terrible story. I read this to a room full of children, and they were outraged. And I said, "Do you want to fix it?" And they said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, all right then. What could the ants do?" "They could help." "Well, how would they help?" "They could build him a house." "When?" "Saturday." "Why Saturday?" "It's their day off." "Oh, and what could the grasshopper do?" "Play the fiddle." "And what would the ants do?" "They could dance." Well, I took their ideas, and I pieced it back together again. The children helped me come up with the sounds and the movements, and now I'm going to teach it to you. Now, you can't see me moving, so you're going to have to create that part, but I'll help you. And by the time we're done, this is a story you can take away and tell to a friend. Once upon a time, there were ants, and boy, do ants work. First they dig, dig, dig. Now, we're going to repeat that, but you have to come up with a gesture that looks like digging. Can you figure it out? All right, here we go. First they'd dig, dig, dig. And then they'd pull, pull, pull. Can you think of a gesture? All right, here we go. And then they'd pull, pull, pull. And last, they'd pile, pile, pile. Can you come up with a gesture? All right, here we go. And then they'd pile, pile, pile. But if that is all you ever do, life gets pretty boring. One day, they heard a strange sound. It went, I ti 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 tiddly tum ti tiddly tiddly tee. Up and over the hill came a grasshopper playing a fiddle. You'll need to look like you're playing a fiddle, and we'll sing along together. I ti 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 tiddly tum ti tiddly tiddly tee. Let's try that one more time. I ti 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 tiddly tum ti tiddly tiddly tee. And for the very first time in their lives, the ants broke out into ant dancing. Now, this is a silent one, but you'll need to dance. Keep it small, don't go wild, maybe from your middle on up, and they dance. Everybody start dancing. When they went back to work, they now had a lot of energy. First they'd dig, 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 and then they'd pull, pull, pull. And of course they'd pile, 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 taking breaks to listen to the music. I ti 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 tiddly tum ti tiddly tiddly tee. And doing a little ant dancing. Everybody dance! But when the weather got cold, the music changed, and it sounded like this. Well, you can't dance to that. They said, what's wrong? And the grasshopper said, it's getting cold out here. The ant said, you better go home. But the grasshopper said, I never built a house. I played the fiddle, remember? You were dancing. Some of the ants said, let 'em freeze. But the other ants said, well, wait a minute. What about the dancing? So they decided, Saturday morning, ant day off, they'd build a house for the grasshopper. They got out there working. First they'd dig, dig, dig. And then they'd pull, pull, pull. And of course they'd pile, pile, pile. And when the house was done, it had two rooms. One room was for the grasshopper. The other room was for their dancing floor. Every night when they were done with work, the grasshopper had his job. He played the fiddle. I ta tie tee teedly tum tee teedly teedly tee. And the ants would do their ant dancing. Everybody dance. And that is a slightly different version of the ants and the grasshopper.